In the presence of a Catholic deacon, Lauren cut open the box and the red plastic bag inside. We then proceeded to unpack the remains of 110 mostly first trimester aborted children. At the bottom of the box was a clear plastic bag with five more containers, one much bigger than the remaining four. Lauren reached into the largest bucket and removed the remains of a beautiful, intact, and nearly full-term baby boy who we named Christopher X. I think I can speak for both Lauren and I when I say this was the most devastating and soul-crushing experience of our lives. Not even years of anti-abortion advocacy could have prepared us for that moment. And it's a moment that will live on for us for all of time. We continued to open the larger containers and discovered four more babies with a range of injuries, including fully intact girl we named Harriet, who had one eye open, an incision in the back of her neck, her brain suctioned out, and her skull crushed. Two other late-term babies named Angel and Holly were severely dismembered. And the final baby, Phoenix, was whole and still inside the amniotic sac.